things that the art gym has already been doing. And, you know, an academic space like that can be a really good place for hard to show work, something that is large or less commercial installations, or it could be something that's just difficult to understand. It's an educational space. So educating the public about regional contemporary art is the mission. So it can be something that's harder to kind of think about and present. So all of that, I look forward to continuing and just on that same path. The thing that I want to do that's different is an expansion on something that Terry has done at the Art Gym, including artists outside the region, and also what I really enjoyed about my own programming in the past at the Archer Gallery, being able to show regional artists alongside national and possibly international artists, having kind of a context, a national context or an international context for regional art, I think is really important. And so I'm looking forward to bringing in a series of shows that will kind of be ongoing, you know, not more than one every year or two, but that'll have that kind of dialogue with the region and outside of the region.
At the art, where is the Archer Gallery?
Vancouver, Washington. So right across the river.
Yeah. Is it part of University of Washington?
It's Clark College.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Team, you know, pair up like that, local and
national. Well, I guess most recently there was The Infectious Corruption of Color, and I'm sure I'll leave somebody off this list, but it had Mike Womack and Sarah Greenberger Rafferty from outside of town. Sarah Greenberger Rafferty is now going to be in the Whitney Biennial, so that's exciting. And there was Laura Hughes and Calvin Ross Carl and Amanda Wojcik from this region. So it was a nice combination of inside and outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So your role as a curator, especially it being an educational institution, you can't just show what you like, and you can't really, you know, if you are just really into digital art, you couldn't, you know, have a bias.
No, just show that. No. It's about education, and it's about showing a range of what's happening in the region. So I look to show a lot of different mediums and methods of working, for sure. Yeah.
And, I mean, you have showed technological art in the past, stuff that uses digital media.
Yes, I like to include that work in shows by itself, or also in shows with paintings and sculptures and drawings and photos, because I think that it is a really established medium at this point. So yes, I've definitely included video and digital work and planting along with other mediums. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you kind of grow up with that kind of art? Has it always been in galleries to you?
Well, I was in art school, and I was in undergrad, a small liberal arts school, Swanee, and I became aware of it through my own interests. So I don't know if it was around all the time or if I just sought it out, but it has been a part of the fabric of what I know contemporary art to be for that entire time. Yes, mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
The sort of day-to-day, you know, job, you must have a go and make gallery visits and studio visits. So what kind of spaces do you go around in Portland?
Well, I try to go to as many as I can, really, I do. So I make sure that I go to the PDX and Liz Leach, and the new one up four is exciting that one's come in there, mm-hmm. That kind of area, and also the Feldman at PNCA. And then I always on first Thursdays or first Wednesdays, or if I miss those, then I try and make the rounds another time to the Mugai and Charles Hartman and Froelich and Augen, those spaces. And then I also really like to view art outside of the Pearl. So looking at academic and independent spaces outside of it. So like boat space. I never remember the numbers that the boat space is actually titled. That I just went there. It was really exciting. And Recess and False Front and Appendix is closed, which everybody is sad about. And Rocks Box and 1430 and, you know, and then also to like the Cooley at Reed and to the Hoffman at Lewis and Clark. And I think, I also try to go to the PCC galleries when I can as well, and the PSU galleries. So I try to make the rounds in as many different ways that I can and see what's happening. Yes. Yeah. So I can't go to everything, but I try to stay aware and go to as much as possible.
And that's just Portland. I mean, then you've got the region. Yes. You must have to go to Seattle and
I'm going to go to Seattle soon. Yes, in a couple of weeks. I'm going to go up to Seattle.
And then nationally, you can do that from your desk, really.
Well, it's true. I mean, I'm going to go to the biennial this year, but a lot of my research in national context and also even regional starts with me looking online. So I might be well aware of somebody's artwork for a while before I get to see it in person. And I think that's the nature of working in art today. It's a blessing and a curse. It's always different in person, but it is, you can on the internet. So I really, use that a lot.
Mm-hmm. So how do you distinguish between just keeping in touch and actively looking for something that could end up in the gallery?
Oh, you mean, how do you mean?
Well, you must know you have certain number of shows to curate over the next few years.
Yes.
When you're out in another city, are you thinking maybe I could bring...
I mean, I think that really when I go, I'm just looking to see what's happening. Mm-hmm. I want to investigate what's happening in this region and outside. And so the thing that I do probably is I first am just looking and just experiencing and trying to understand more about the art. And then I make lists. I make a lot of lists, different ways, different show ideas, who might fit within those show ideas for years. But I kind of keep lists everywhere, handwritten and on the computer. I am a little disorganized about it, and I'll keep stacks of cards together. Just kind of threads that I'm following, things that are of interest to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have some graphic design skills, so you like to keep your hand in with designing posters?
Yes. I loved the posters, and I love that the catalogs will be an extension of that, because I was able to do posters and trifold brochures before at the Archer Gallery. I designed some of them, and Jessica Bromer designed some of them, and working with her and doing it on my own, it was really fun. And so I think it's really important, and I want to kind of revamp and reimagine what the Art Gym flyer can be, and hopefully have something that's poster or brochure-like about it. And that's exciting. And I think Terry's excited that I want to be involved with that and make a shift. Yeah.
And then beyond print, what are your plans for the gallery?
To continue the digital archives, but also it would be great to podcast the gallery talks. And that's something I look forward to doing. But this Thursday, we have a gallery talk at 12:30 in the gallery, in the Art Gym. And I think that it will be Todd Clark, the curator, will be discussing with the artists their work.
The Indian show?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. And it will be... Rick and Wendy and Nick will all be in attendance. So
Rick Barto?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's going to be a really exciting talk to have the three in town together. And I look forward to hearing what they have to say about their work. It's pretty exciting work. Mm-hmm.
You have a Facebook page. What is the goal, to try and get as many people in as possible, or just to keep the students educated, or the donors? How does it work?
All of the above. I mean, I think that, a lot of people look to Facebook for information. And so I want it to be a place where people can find out what show's going on, what the hours are, what's happening. But it also can be a kind of informal way to communicate with people and to send something on like, oh, here's this opportunity people might want to know about or something like that. So it's, I think it's kind of mandatory at this stage. Yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Terry's been a long time friend of the show, and she's retiring. Actually, she retires this Friday, right?
This Friday is her last official day.
So just tell everyone, what's Terry going to get up to?
Well, Terry is going to travel. I know that. And she says she's going to look at it. You think that you look at it through curating, but, you know, seeing things in person, traveling, she's excited to do that. And I think additionally, she'll be coming in sometimes just to help me out because life's work. She made the Art Gym happen. And so I'll try and help her stay retired.
You're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Radio. My guest this week was Blake Schell. She is the iColds director and the Belusky Pavilion at Merrillhurst University. Thanks for coming in, Blake.
Thank you.
Andy Warhol, let's just scream, hang him on my wall.
KBOO is proud to co-sponsor the 24th annual Cascades Festival of African Films. Over 20 African films will be screened between January 31st and March 1st, 2014. Thursdays through Saturdays at Portland Community College, Cascade Campus, and Hollywood Theater. The films celebrate African achievements, expose Africa's failures, and reveal the possibilities for change and a more hopeful future. The majority of films were made by African directors. They show us pictures of Africa through the eyes of Africans, rather than a vision of Africa that is packaged primarily for Western viewers. That's the 24th annual Cascade Festival of African Films at the Portland Community College Cascade Campus and Hollywood Theater from January 31st through March 1st, 2014. More information can be found at the right-hand side of KBOO.FM under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland, where the time is approximately 12:02 p.m. Stay tuned for Buscando America following the news at noon.
You're listening to news headlines for Tuesday, January 28th on KBOO News. The United Nations Environmental Program released a report addressing the ways that global food consumption is unsustainable. The report was created by scientists working for the UN's International Resource Panel and found that by eliminating wild areas like forests and grasslands for production of meat, more lead to degraded soil and lower crop yields, increasing the need for more cropland. Additionally, the report found that food waste is also a problem. In U.S. news, in his State of the Union address this evening, President Obama is expected to outline his strategy for boosting the economy. Specifically, the president will likely speak about his efforts to help the long-term unemployed return to the workforce and about using executive orders to accomplish goals that have been stymied by Congress. And locally, the 2013 census is out and shows that fewer people moved to the state last year than in years past. 16,590 people moved in, with most arriving from California, from within the United States, and from Asia and South America internationally. Oregon's population increased overall. KBOO in Portland, Oregon. I'm Kelly Sunrose. For more global, national, and local news produced here in our Portland studios, tune in at 5 p.m. weekdays.
Este programa es patrocinado en parte por KBOO y Cover Oregon, un sitio en línea donde usted puede comprar un seguro de salud y aprender sobre la posibilidad de asistencia financiera. Más información disponible en coveroregon.com o 1-855-268-3776. This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Cover Oregon, a place online where you can buy health insurance and learn about possible financial assistance. More information available at coveroregon.com or 1-855-268-3767.